Okay, so our next speaker is Florence Fontaine. She's professor at the University of Reims in Champagne area. And she works in a laboratory on stress and defense mechanisms and plant reproduction. She coordinates an important cost action on those actions that are funded by the European Union for networking and research on sustainable defense mechanisms in grapevine-tongue diseases. And I think the topic of her talk is very interesting for our professionals, because most of us are facing problems with tongue diseases, in particular those who are cultivating sensible varieties like Uni Blanc or Trebbiano in Cognac and Sangiovese in Tuscany, and Sauvignon Blanc, Cabernet Sauvignon in Bordeaux and Sancerre. So, France, it's up to you.
Thank you. So, good morning, everybody. Thanks for the organization to invite me to present my my works, not only my works, because for today I decided to present a review on grapevine tongue disease. So probably I talk on GTD because it's more easy to say GTD, but grapevine tongue disease, it's a long expression. And I will to give you the main information first and to present the problem of grapevine tongue disease in the world, because it's not a specific disease in France or in European country, but where you have grapevine, you could find grapevine tongue disease. So just to give you some generalities on this disease, the most important thing is that you have predisposing factors, and these diseases are associated to fungi, but not on one fungi, but associated to a complex of fungi. And then the second important point is that you have contributing factors. And for these contributing factors, you have a plant. And associated to the plants, you could have different answers to this disease according to the cultivar, the rootstock, the age of the plant, the practices, and also the vigor. So directly associated to the first thought on the balance between the carbon and the nitrogen. And you could see that the vigor is very important because it's the same. You need to have a balance. If you have a low vigor, you could have more expression of the disease, but if you have a higher vigor, it's exactly the same, you have a higher expression of the disease. And the last factors are the aggravating factors here, is the environment, and in most cases we have colleges on the climate and on the soils. I not discuss on the soils, but just to present some data related to the climate and especially on the heat and water stress. And finally, the problem that we have in the case of grapevine tongue disease is the management. For the management, I will give you the main advice or guideline we propose in France to the wine growers, are mainly prophylactic methods. But we have also the use of biocontrol agents. It's just the beginning, and probably in the future we have more opportunity to use biocontrol agents to manage grapevine tongue disease. But to be sure, we have few or no chemicals, especially the use in the past of sodium arsenate, the product which was toxic for the man, but also for the human, but also for the environment. So consequently, to the expression of the disease, you have a decrease of the severity of the vineyard, and finally, a decrease of the leaf and of the production. What we know is that, just to give you some information on the disease, this disease, as I said to you, is associated to several fungi. They belong to different families in the classification of the fungi, and so this increases the difficulties to analyze this disease, because you have several fungi from different families. These fungi colonize the wood and they degrade the wood. For that, they have all the enzymes available to degrade the wood inside the vine. And another important point is that fungi are able to produce some molecules, and some of them are toxic for the plant. And an hypothesis is that the expression of the foliar symptoms are associated first to the degradation of the wood in the plant, but also in some cases to the production and a higher production of this toxin, which move in the plant and induce the expression of the symptoms. And consequently to the colonization of the plant, you have the development of some necrosis in the wood and different necrosis associated to the fungi. And so associated to the fungi. And you can see that here you have a section in the wood and especially in the xylem. And in the side, you can see the mycelium on the fungi. And the fungi colonize the plant by the way of the xylem. And associated to this colonization, you have the first reaction of the plant, and to limit the colonization of the fungi inside the plant produces some gomosis or telosis in order to have occlusion in the vessels and to limit the development of the fungi inside the plant. What we know also is that you have so an arsenal of fungi, and the most way to colonize the plants is the pruning wood. Most of them are the pruning wood realized in winter, but also in the spring. So at this moment, when you eliminate the young shoot, because you, after the development of all the bud in the shoot, you could have a higher number of shoots, and in order to maintain the balance of the plant, you eliminate some shoots in the spring. The wound associated to this elimination of the young shoot is also a way for the contamination by some pathogen associated to the GTD. And finally, due to this colonization, you have the development of necrosis in the wood. And after, when you have the pathogen inside the plant, you can wait 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 20 years before the expression of the foliar, before the expression of the foliar symptom. And in some cases, and in most of cases, you have the pathogen inside the trunk, and the plant never expresses the foliar symptom. And another point is that the pathogen stay inside the trunk, but never move in the leaves. But the wine growers observe the expression of the grapevine trunk disease when they have the foliar symptoms, where the pathogen are not present. So they have a communication between the pathogen inside the trunk and the expression of the symptom on the leaves. And finally, when the plant expresses more two or several times the disease, you observe the death of the plant, and finally the decrease of the yield. For this pathogen, as I said to you, we have different pathogen associated because we have different grapevine trunk disease. But inside the trunk, you have all the pathogen associated to all the disease, and according to the physiology of the plant, according to the climatic condition, according to the methods, the plant could express this one or another one disease. It's relatively difficult to have the same disease on the same plant, but you have all the background inside the plant, and she expressed, for example, Eutypa dieback or Isca or Botryos pyriaceae dieback or other disease. Another important point which is very complexified the analysis of the disease is the discontinuity of the foliar symptom expression. For example, a plant could express the disease in 2020, but not in 2021, not in 2022, but again expressed in 2023. So it's very difficult when you want to work on this disease in the vineyard, because you never know if a plant will express or not the disease. So just to show you a model, some colleagues summarize all the literature on the disease in order to summarize all the parameters associated to the expression of the GTD. And on this model, you can see that they have different parts. You have the vine here. You can add the factors of the cultivars, of the pruning, on the colonization, and another important point is the climate. And today I will not focus on this point here, but just on the climate, and especially on the water stress and on the heat stress. So you could have this schematic presentation where you have the vine with the different characteristics, the effect of the cultivar, rootstock, and so on. The pathogen, because according to the pathogen, you have different interaction with climate condition and with the vine, and the climate on the heat and the water. So what we know from the side of the pathogen and the impact of the temperature of the water stress. Here, I just show you an example for the pathogen associated to the Botryosphaeria divax, so the Botryosphaeriaceae species. You can see with a simple model, we just introduce the pathogen here, we create a wound, we inoculate the pathogen, and after we measure the necrosis. And you can see that if you realize this experimentation with different strain of the pathogen, but a different temperature, you can see that the size of the necrosis increase, especially you have the highest necrosis at 30 degrees. And if you continue to increase the temperature, for some of them, for example, this strain, you can see that due to the increasing of the temperature, the size of the necrosis decrease. Comparing here, for the first one, if you increase until 35 degrees, you increase the size, significantly the size of the necrosis. You could have the same experimentation related to the water stress, and we observe an effect of the aggressiveness of the pathogen according to the water stress. And here, you have the same experimentation without water stress and under water stress, and you can see that for most of the strain, you increase the size of the necrosis, but for some of them, they have no impact of the water stress on the aggressiveness of the pathogen. Regarding the climatic change, and we have presently only this study for Australia, you can see that in Australia, if you overlap the map of the climate condition here with a different area, according if you are in grey, warm temperature, and hot, warm summer, here the warm temperature, but fully humid, and so on here, warm temperature and winter dry and one summer, and they analyze the distribution of the pathogen. And if you overlap the map of the distribution of the pathogen to the map of the climate condition, you can see that they have a strong correlation, and the pathogen are mainly this in Botryosphaeriaceae, are mainly located on this part in Australia. According to the strain, you have not really the same location, but you can see that they are on this area where you have warm temperature and fully humid. What we know now from the side of the vine, regarding the vine and the climatic condition, we know that under water stress, you could have different response to the plant, especially associated and modification on the photosynthesis. The photosynthesis directly related to the carbon assimilation and the vigor of the plant. So related to the water stress, you have an effect on photosynthesis and on respiration. You have also a correlation with the water stress and the growth and the transport of water, and also on the production of hormone in the plant. What we know from the water stress and the heat stress, this study was performed on Aragonese and is a transcriptomic analysis. And with this Gantt diagram, you can see in the case of water stress, you have some processes which are up and down regulated. You have another answer in the case of heat stress. You have also down and up regulated process. And you can see here, when you have the water stress and the heat stress, only a small part are common between the two stress. It's very important that according to the stress, you have different answer to the plant. You have an answer to the heat stress, an answer to the water stress, and if you apply heat and water stress, you have also another answer of the plant. So this is sometimes difficult to analyze because every time when you complicated the situation, you have different answer to analyze. And now, if you try to summarize all this data, it's just to a summary. I don't want to explain all. If you want more, on each slide, I associated the paper where I collected this document. Just to show you, for example, here, on the effect of the cultivar. They have a strong relationship on the cultivar and the susceptibility to the expression of GTD. And you can see, for example, for Cabernet Franc, according to the disease, for example, Botrytis ferreus divi, is intermediate. You could observe an intermediate tolerance to this disease. Regarding Estar, this is low. Compared to Eutypada bag, you have a high sensibility to this disease. For Cabernet Sauvignon, according to the literature, we have few information related to the tolerance to water stress. But for the tolerance to the stress, you can see that you have high intermediate according to some authors, or a low tolerance according to the other author. So according to the literature, for the same cultivar, where the study will be conducted, in Europe, in France, in Spain, or outside of Europe, you have not the same result, the same interpretation of the tolerance to the heat or water stress. We have an effect of the cultivar, but we have, as for the nitrogen, we have also an effect of the rootstock. And according to the rootstock, you can organize the same table and you have different susceptibility or different tolerance to the grape-entering disease. According to the rootstock, the same for the water stress and the same to the heat stress. So finally, you have to keep in mind the combination of the cultivar and the rootstock and the different situation. So due to this presentation, I will give you some data. And for the preliminary observation of Philippe Larignon in Costière-Denim in Sauvignon, preliminary observation from 2013 to 2018, he observed a strong correlation between the rainfall, the quantity of water, the temperature, especially the heat temperature close to 30 degrees, and also the phenological stages. Because according to when the heat of the water stress arrived in the season, if it was at bud bursting or at flowering, at pea size or at veraison, the incidence on the plant physiology and so on the aggressiveness of the pathogen related to the GTD induce the expression on, or not on the foliar symptoms. So, consequently to this observation and this strong relationship between the rainfall and the temperature, Philippe Larignon decided to collect the data over the years and to propose a table with five categories according to the quantity of the rainfall and the number of days with a temperature higher than 30 degrees. And so he proposed five categories. The first one is unfavorable to the expression of the ESCA and Botrytis ferreus divi, related to the quantity of the rainfall over the years from the 1st in May until September, and the number of days. And the five categories are strongly unfavorable, unfavorable, intermediate, favorable, and very favorable. And due to these five categories, he proposed to analyze the data over the years and try to explain this expression of grape-entering disease and the climate condition. And on this slide, you can see here for five vineyards, he conducted this analysis in six, Bordeaux, Languedoc, Bourgogne, Champagne, Alsace, and Anjou. And today I decided only to present and to explain more for Bordeaux and Languedoc. And my next slide will be in Champagne because I come from Champagne area. So if you check for Bordeaux, so we start in 1920 and every 10 years he analyzed according to these five categories and the expression of the disease. What we observe, he observed for the first part until here, until 1980, that the climatic condition related to the rainfall and the temperature are favorable to the expression of the GTD. Then, the second period, from 1990 until 2007, he observed a strongly expression of GTD, and the climatic conditions are high favorable. And then, presently, after 21, he observed that the conditions are favorable, the climatic conditions are only favorable to the expression of the disease. If we check for the Champagne area, you could see that the expression of the disease are very lower compared to the Bordeaux area. And the relationship between the expression of the disease and the climate condition, here we are in low or intermediate condition for the expression of the disease. And then here we have in favorable condition. Associated to this climatic condition, we have to take in consideration the susceptibility also of the cultivar, because in Champagne area, the most cultivars are Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier, and these three cultivars are very less susceptible to GTD compared to the cultivar that we have in Bordeaux and Languedoc area. Associated to that, he decided to overlap also this climatic condition to the use of sodium arsenide. Sodium arsenide was used in France until 2001. And for that, he decided to read all the documents on the expression of the GTD and the use of sodium arsenide, because after the forbidden of sodium arsenide in 2001, we observe an increase of the expression of the GTD in France, and most of the people related the expression of the disease to the stop of the use of sodium arsenide. And what we observe on this data, here you have the climatic condition, donc here the heat and water stress, and the use of sodium arsenide, and the level of the expression. You can see on this first period, the conditions are unfavorable. We have no information on the use of sodium arsenide, but the expression of the GTD was low. On the second period, the climatic conditions are considering as favorable, but you have a strong use of sodium arsenide according to the literature, and you have a low expression of the disease. For the third period, the climatic conditions are unfavorable. We observe a low use of sodium arsenide and a low expression of the disease. And finally, we observe here the conditions are favorable, a higher use of sodium arsenide, and so a low expression of the disease. When the sodium arsenide stopped in 2001, you observe that the climatic conditions are high favorable and consequently an increasing of the expression of GTD. So the increasing of the expression of GTD is not only associated to the forbidden of the use of sodium arsenide, but also to the change of climatic condition. Not only because probably the practice in the vineyard changed too. So what we conduct in this context of climatic condition, we have a project managed by BSI, in Bordeaux, and we work on the incidence of GTD related to the climatic factor, and especially on Chardonnay, and focus on the response of the plant. This experimentation were conducted in Spain with the company Vintec in a vineyard from 2016-2019 in Barbastro area. And we have two conditions, the control condition without irrigation, and the plot with irrigation. It was a drop irrigation from May to September, but it's not a systematic irrigation. It was an irrigation depending to the needing of the plants. And we analyzed the plant responses in these both conditions at the precise pré-veraison and pre-harvest, and we measure the water potential and photosynthesis parameter. I want to specify that in this case the irrigation is just to compensate the loss of water and to put the plant in a normal condition, not in an excess of water. I explained before in the different category when you have a strong rainfall, and so a higher quantity of water. It's not comparable. And what we observe, we do this experimentation in vineyard during 3 years. So when it's vineyard, we couldn't manage the rainfall. And in 2 years, in 2016 and 2018, unfortunately, with these 2 years, rainfall was very important, and consequently, we have no distinction between the irrigation and non-irrigation. It's like that when you walk outside. Comparatively to the 2017, we have a normal condition, and so we can compare the control condition to the irrigation plot. And what we observe in for this year, we observe an effect of the irrigation, and on the irrigation situation, we observe a decrease of the expression of the ESA disease compared to the control. And related to this observation, the relevant parameters we observe with this PCR is the relationship between the water ability and the transpiration rate at first, and also to the period of the temperature, especially when the temperature is higher to 35 degrees. And the most important impact and positive impact of the irrigation is when the irrigation is done at flowering period. We have more positive effect irrigation on before flowering compared to pisage or veraison or pre-harvest. To complete in this project, we decided not to only to analyze the water and to restress in vineyard. We focus also to conduct experimentation on Chardonnay and Uni Blanc in the laboratory and in greenhouse on new plant. And for that, we decided to apply a heat and water stress correlated to what we could observe in the vineyard. And in this case, we analyzed the data in Cognac area for Uni Blanc and in Champagne area for Chardonnay. And we analyzed some parameters from 2006 and 2015 to see if the number of days with a temperature more than 30 degrees is frequently, and how many days we have with this temperature, and to determine the level of the temperature. And we observe that in Cognac, the number of events is relatively stable, but increase over the years with the number of days with a temperature higher than 35 degrees. And we were surprised that we observed the same in Champagne area, because for some people, Champagne, who people not know, is on the north and the east, and the temperature increases, and we are more and more period with 2 or 3 days, successive days, with a temperature higher than 35 degrees. And related also to the temperature of the fungi and the effect of the temperature in their aggressiveness, we decided to conduct an experimentation in greenhouse with Uni Blanc and Chardonnay to induce water and heat stress. And for the heat stress of 35 degrees during 3 days, and a water stress of 50%. And what we observe for this experimentation, we observe different answer according to the cultivar and also according to the pathogen. And we observe that on this condition, the aggressiveness of the pathogen related to the size of the necrosis induced after artificial infection of the pathogen, we observe that the necrosis increase for the pathogen, which normally have a low aggressiveness. So the water stress and the heat stress modify the aggressiveness of the pathogen. For the pathogen which have a higher aggressiveness, we maintain the higher aggressiveness. But for the pathogen which have a low aggressiveness, we increase the aggressiveness in this condition of the stress. Regarding the plant, we observe a physiological modification of the plant, and you can see that you have different answer at the beginning and after 2 days of the stress, but we can distinguish the control plant compared to the heat and water stress plant. The last slide is just to show you that this water stress is related to physiological parameters and especially a modification of photosynthesis. And some colleagues from the INRA of Bordeaux compare the response of the plant in controlled condition to the expression of GTD and to the expression of water stress expression. And they observe and they confirm that the Switzerland researcher observed that when the plant have a water stress, you have an answer. When the plant express the graphene chlorine disease, you have another answer. The water stress could increase the expression of the GTD, but is not enough to explain the expression of the water stress. Because when you compare the two processes, the expression of the graphene chlorine disease and the water stress, you have not exactly the same answer of the plant. So the water stress could increase, but it's not enough. And if the intensity of the water stress is low, this is not enough to induce the graphene chlorine disease expression. This relationship, I have to finish, yes. This is also related, this water stress, to the obstruction and the occlusion of the xylem. And as I said to you, you have a stop of for the colonization of the pathogen, and related also to this different stress, a relation to the vessel diameter. And we observe, the author observed, the susceptibility of the cultivar according to the diameter of the vessels. I will just to conclude to this man data. So very irrigation in the country where you are irrigation, and when this irrigation is applied before the flowering, this could be necessary and could limit the expression of foliar symptom. The water stress, depending to the intensity and timing, is not enough to induce the ESCA disease. It can improve, but it's not enough. And also, what we know, and according to the observation of Philippe Larignon, the period with a higher rainfall with the warm temperature are also favorable to the expression of GTD. But as you know, it's not easy to manage the climate condition, but you can, even independently to the climate condition, we can manage and reduce the GTD. Just to give you small recommendation, but we know to manage the GTD, you have a prophylactic method, and probably some of them that you use, like to eliminate the dead arm or the dead vine. The vine training, we know that guillot is better than cordon, to limit the number and the size of pruning wood in winter and in the spring. You have a trunk renewal and so on. For the pruning wood protection, you can use FAST, but you can use also a biocontrol agent due to the competition of the niche. It's the BCA developed the pruning. You have few place for the germination of the spore of the pathogen, and also to control the vigor of the plant, and especially to maintain the balance of the leaves and the fruit in order to have a middle vigor of the plant. As I said in the introduction, a higher vigor is negative for the expression of the disease. The new testing, probably some of you have some experiment on that. They have the hydrogen peroxide application. Some people work in nursery, but also in vineyard, the use of plant extract, the combination of BCA, or also the trunk injection to introduce directly some product in the trunk of the plant to control the pathogen. And the last part, and very important, is to have in consideration also the microbiome of the plant, because I talk only on the pathogen, but they have not only the pathogen in the trunk, they have also other microorganisms, and it's very important to take this in consideration. So thanks a lot, and sorry for my long presentation.
Okay, thank you very much, Florence. We are a little bit tight on our schedule, so maybe time for one or two quick questions. And Florence is with us the whole day, so for those who are interested in the topic during the lunch, can ask more questions. Are there any questions? Yes, Alexandre?
Thank you for this nice presentation. I have a question concerning one of your first slides concerning Cabernet Sauvignon and Esca. You mentioned that for many varieties, there is a sort of consensus concerning the sensitivity of the variety, except for Cabernet Sauvignon, where some studies demonstrate that Cabernet Sauvignon is very sensitive, or on the contrary, non-sensitive. So do you have explanation?
I can give you not Cabernet Sauvignon, but for example for Chardonnay, okay? I'm working on Chardonnay in Champagne area, but I work also on Chardonnay in Burgundy, so close to Dijon. And Chardonnay also in Spain. And when I work on Chardonnay, according also to the rootstock, according to the soils, according to the methods, to the practices, the expression of the disease by the Chardonnay is not the same. In Champagne area is less than 1%, an average per year. In Burgundy it's more, it's close to 2 or 3%. So the soils, the climatic condition, and how you practice and you prune the plants, the cultivar have different expression of the disease.
At the end, what is the most important parameter to consider? Is it the climate or the variety?
Both. Because the variety is important, the cultivar is important, but the cultivar with the rootstock, because you have a strong connection and more people work on this communication between the rootstock and the cultivar, because during several years we lose the rootstock, and we have only in mind the cultivar, but the passion, but not the rootstock. And I think that now we need to consider the cultivar, the rootstock, but also the soils, the climate, and on that, the microbiome. So it's very important, but I think that with the time, we have more and more knowledge on this different point. But you need, as we discussed before to start this meeting, we need to adapt according to your vineyard. Because that I observe in my vineyard in Champagne area, I couldn't arrive in Burgundy or in Spain or in Portugal and say, in Chardonnay is like that. And if you do that, you observe that. No. Because you need to have information on the vineyard, on the soil, how the people work, on the pruning wood, what you do when you manage your vineyard and the different climatic condition, because we work on pathogen. We know that the pathogen like temperature, like humidity, they need this condition to colonize the plant, and the vigor of the plant, as you my colleague said before, the vigor of the plant is very important, and this is depends how you manage your vineyard.
Just one quick question, Gonzaga, you had a question?
Yes. Thank you, Florence. A very nice presentation. I have a question on the reasons you think that they are behind the relevance of water stress for the expression of the symptoms. Because I saw that there was a biochemical stuff, but is it possible also to be related to the ability of the plant to defend itself? Because we are seeing that when you have a high load, a lot of harvest, you are more prone to have problems. So maybe it could be related indirectly to the water stress reduces the carbohydrates in the plant because the photosynthesis is limited. And then what is your point on that?
My point on that is They have a relation with carbohydrate because, as you say, under water stress, under strong water stress, the stomata closure, and so you have a limited exchange and a limited production of carbohydrate, and so it could have a decrease of the vigor. But for the water, they need also a good conduction, because if you have an alteration of this conduction, you could have a process of embolism inside the plant, and if you have this process of embolism, you could have perception of the water stress on the leaves. So the water stress, and probably we could continue to work on that. The important period is from the bud burst until the flowering, or after the flowering, to have a consequence regarding on the GTD expression. Okay, not on all the process. But this strong period from the bud burst and after the flowering period, the vine needs water, and to limit the expression of GTD is very important, to limit the water stress on this period compared to a water stress in veraison or pré-veraison. So it's very important to have that, but to take also the phenological stages of the plant when the water stress arrives. But there are relationships with carbohydrate.
Okay, thank you, Florence. I think we should stop the questions now because we are running out of time, so during the lunch break, you can discuss with Florence.